This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great question, by the way, Craig. This is very good.
Thank you. I try. Anthony, clip that and send it to the boss.
The Hoffman Show.
Get this man a raise. There we go.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What's happening? It's the Hoffman Show with Craig actually, you know, hosting it. Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we are actually not live on YouTube today. So if you are someone who typically consumes the first part of the show on your commute home and then flips us on YouTube afterwards, you're just going to have to stick with the Odyssey app once you are out of your car. Or perhaps you still have a radio somewhere in your... Where is that thing? Knock off the dust. Turn on that old style radio in your home and keep on listening to the show. Because I am still in Columbus, Ohio on Uncle Craig duty for the next couple of days. That's where I've been. Got a new member to the family last week and helping out with some family stuff, but did not want to miss the full Commanders Cowboys week. So I'm operating from a remote location in Columbus, Ohio, where we cannot also have the YouTube stream going, but happy to be back on the radio talking football with all of you. And good to talk to you again, Anthony. How'd you survive the last couple of days there, pal?
I just survived. Yesterday was definitely a lot, but, you know, we managed to survive, and we're here today, and, yeah.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your survival. Survival's better than not surviving.
Yes.
If you will. By the way, what's the weather like there?
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you're in Ohio, so you probably have it worse, but it's cold, man. It is cold. I walked outside with just a hoodie on today. And I'm feeling it, dude. I need a coat
yeah,
ASAP.
It's snowing here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So, which was really funny when we took the 3-year-old, my niece, to school this morning. And all she wanted to do was tell her teachers that it was snowing as if they didn't already know. but what I realized as we walked into her classroom and she runs in towards her teachers and goes, "It's snowing," is that every single kid that had been dropped off before my niece had also done the same thing. Because Lincoln screams, "It's snowing!" And then every other kid goes, "It's snowing!" And that's how our morning started this morning, which is a good time.
That's a hell of a time. Did she get to play on the snow, though, at all?
I don't think they went outside today. I don't know that they played in the snow. I did want to kind of pull her out of school or at least drop her off late and play in the snow. But there was just enough that we probably could have played it in a little bit. It was more of a dusting than it was like a big, you know, snow drift kind of situation.
Yeah, it wasn't,
which is also nice because driving my in-laws' minivan through the snow was not how I wanted to spend my Thursday morning. So the roads were good. We got her to school. We did what we had to do. I got back to where I'm staying, and we recorded Take Command. So folks can check out Logan and I talking Commanders Cowboys there, and obviously we'll talk about it here on the show as well. But yeah, I'm just kind of like, hey, what's happening back home? Because I've been in such a focused non-work place for a couple of days. We'll do some story time later in the hour as well about the half marathon that I ran last week. That was a good time, depending on, I should say, how many calls we have. If you guys inundate the phone lines, because you missed me too, we'll take as many of your calls as possible this hour. Talking about Commanders and Cowboys, it's our pleasure to welcome Dan Pizzuto back to the show at 5 o'clock today. He's been in Australia, speaking of family stuff, at his sister's wedding the last couple of weeks, and then obviously taking a little bit of time out there in Australia, because why would you go to Australia for a short trip? It's way too long of a trip to do a short trip, so we'll welcome Pizzuto back, see if he picked up an Australian accent along the way. That'd be a cool trick. G'day, mate. And then we'll see what else we got. We got delayed competition Wednesday. We still got to get that in. Never read the comments on a Thursday. All that's still to come. But, as I check back in, and obviously I've been keeping tabs of kind of what Dan's been saying, some of the injury news, all that kind of stuff. But as I check back in, earlier today on the Commanders and, you know, reading the transcripts, listening to Cliff and Joe and, you know, all the stuff that's coming out of the locker room today, it's really interesting to hear the different coaches talk about the familiarity here. And Logan and I talked about it this morning, actually, before Joe talked about it at the podium this afternoon. And I thought it was particularly interesting for Witt because he talked about not only does, you know, Mike McCarthy know him from the years they had together under Quinn, but like this is a guy that he was with for over a decade in Green Bay. So Joe, you know, you think of like his bosses, his mentors in the industry. Mike McCarthy has been an enormous influence on Joe Witt, just by the nature of being his head coach. Even if there may be other guys that have been more influential in a concentrated way, you don't work for someone for 11 years, which is what you're doing. Like the head coach is ultimately your boss. And so for 11 years, Joe Witt Jr. is with Mike McCarthy. And he also laid out some very specific things for the way that McCarthy does business that I actually really like from like a coaching perspective and a philosophical level that make the familiarity that much deeper when it comes to Witt and McCarthy.
Probably more challenging because, you know, I was with Mike for a long time, 11 years in Green Bay, 3 years there. We've had a lot of conversations. We do this thing called Cross the Hall there where the defensive coaches go work with the offensive players. And so I've gone back and looked at all my Cross the Hall meetings. What have I told them that's difficult? You know, and same thing with Kellen. He, you know, the big play, he sort of hit us on something that I said in one of those Cross the Hall meetings was difficult, you know, but I knew it. We already knew that was going to come, but he hit it. And so that's part of it. When you're at an organization and you're trying to win, you're not trying to hold anything back. But when coaches start going to other places, you know, information goes with it. So that's part of the NFL football.
And Joe's right. This is something that you have to deal with in the league. Guys are all over the place. You know, staffs get fired every year. They get hired somewhere else. And sometimes, you know, guys get promoted and that's where it goes. We're like, oh yeah, he was my wide receivers coach and now he's the OC and he's working on another team. He's going to go across the hall and tell the DC all the things that I told him that helped him get that OC job in the first place. Like these are the kinds of things that happen, but it also works both ways. Like, you know, you're providing feedback as a head coach. If you're Mike McCarthy to Dan Quinn and Joe Witt as your defensive staff, and that comes from the way you're thinking as an offensive coach. So Dan and Joe absolutely know how Mike McCarthy feels. And these cross the hall meetings, I think are really great for the now, but they become dangerous later. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do them because you can also adapt, adjust. And, you know, I think that it's enhanced in terms of the clarity of certain things. And, you know, if you said, hey, I really like this for a certain reason, some of the specifics maybe can be coached. But that also, you know, that comes down to how you are as a teacher, because that information overload can also become too much for players. So how do you make sure that you do a good job of kind of almost like maybe I'm using this analogy because I've been in uncle mode the last couple of days. And, you know, you think about these kinds of things with kids, like, you know, almost like sneaking vegetables into their chicken nuggets or something, because you want to make sure they get the nutritional value. Like, how do you sneak that information into your regular presentation? So all of a sudden you're not going, hey, this week I know the offensive coordinator, so we're going to add 1,000 things to the scouting report for you guys to think of. So you place like your feet are stuck in the mud on Sunday because you're thinking about everything. Like, no, you just have to find a way to maybe get a little bit more into the game plan, or as you coach the game plan, you can add a little bit more detail, a little bit more clarity, and then you have to keep your information straight, and maybe it helps you call the game in the moment where it's 3rd and 7 and you know, hey, we're going to alert this because we know in 3rd and medium or 3rd and long that they like this concept, and hey, by the way, if they go trips, then watch out for this because that's definitely going to be it. But that's coaching. That's stuff you can also figure out a lot of it from film study. Like that's what all these, you know, quality control coaches and assistants do, is they do the scouting of all the formations and, hey, we like this. Don't they like that? Based off this down distance formation personnel, this is a tell. Like players do their own film study and they might be able to tell something. So all this stuff is there. It's just a lot more confirmed, and that can work for or against you, depending on how well you decipher the information, how well the other guy zigs when you set up a zag. Like there's all kinds of things that go into kind of this game theory of familiarity in the NFL, but it's also something that is not new for Joe Witt Jr. And Dan Quinn. In fact, they just dealt with it last week with Kellen Moore, who was with them in Dallas as the OC for a couple of years. And it's something they'll continue to deal with. And not to mention, you know, other stops that they've had along the way. You know, when Dan has played Kyle Shanahan since they left each other in Atlanta, like on down the list of different coaches that they've faced in and out of the organizations that they've been in, including many successful staffs, that, you know, that 2016 Atlanta staff has kind of turned into 2012 Washington staff, where there's a team photo with a lot of head coaches and a lot of coordinators in it. So there is just tremendous familiarity around the league, and how to navigate that is an ongoing process that you want to both do what you do, but do just enough differently that you're not just, you know, sitting there fishing a barrel for the other coordinator to pick off. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, let's talk some football and let's do it together. Cause, you know, I've been out all week. You guys have thoughts on both, you know, had a weekend and now a couple days, a full week, in fact, to sit on the Eagles loss. Maybe some different thoughts emerging there, and looking ahead to Cowboys week. Do you feel like this is a team that the Commanders can bounce back against? So it's kind of a remix of a vibe check Tuesday almost. Like I just want to check in, you know, as I reemerge, from all the 3-year old, you know, Uncle Craig activities that I've been doing all week. And let's see where you guys are checking in at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We're talking football here on a Thursday on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.